Ordinance is adopted, and our last item this morning is 988.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement in the amount of $56,250 with the Multnomah County Health Department for program evaluation services of the lead hazard reduction program.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. Fish, yeah.
Colleagues, the Portland Water Bureau delivers safe, clean, and reliable water to almost 1 million customers in our region. Our lead hazard reduction program has been at the forefront of addressing the risk from lead in Portland for almost 20 years. It's also how we continue to remain in compliance with the federal lead and copper rule. In addition to lead paint remediation and treating our water, this program has been essential in educating Portlanders on the risks from lead in their homes. And what we're talking about in their homes is basically bad pipes and bad faucets. Before us today is a contract with the county to evaluate the effectiveness of those outreach efforts. This short presentation will offer a brief overview of this program, its accomplishments, and what this evaluation will be looking for. Here to present this afternoon is Scott Bradway from the Bureau's Water Quality Department and David Dowler from Multnomah County's Program Design and Evaluation Services. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, or I guess good afternoon at this point. So just going to try to get through this as quick as possible. Scott Bradway, Portland Water Bureau. I'm the Lead Hazard Reduction Program Manager. As Mr. Fish mentioned, we're here seeking approval to enter into an agreement with the Program Design and Evaluation Services. It's a joint program with Multnomah County Health Department and the Oregon Health Authority. The purpose of this evaluation will be to evaluate the public education and community outreach component of the Lead Hazard Reduction Program. We expect this to occur over this current fiscal year with a final report sometime next fall for a total cost of $56,250. Thought I'd provide, though, to give some context to this program and how it fits into the work of the Portland Water Bureau, a quick overview of some lead and our entire program. So in 1992, the Environmental Protection Agency passed the Lead and Copper Rule. Essentially, it requires drinking water systems to treat drinking water to reduce levels of lead in customer taps to below 15 parts per billion. This rule was mostly based on the presence of a lot of lead pipes throughout the country. However, in Portland, we're fortunate in that we have never used lead service lines. We did, for a period of time, use short pipes or connections known as pigtails or goosenecks. But we have removed all of the known such pipes. So what that has left us with for sources of lead in water is household plumbing, as Commissioner Fish mentioned, which is most often copper pipes with lead solder that were built generally between 1970 and 1985, as well as some fixtures that were installed prior to 1985 can also contribute some lead to drinking water. So based on the fact that there was a limited amount of sources of lead contributing to drinking water in our system, as we looked at how we would comply with this new regulation back in the 90s, City Council directed the Water Bureau to look at some alternative ways to comply. What we ended up developing is the Lead Hazard Reduction Program, which is a four-part compliance program that includes water treatment and monitoring, lead and water education and testing, home lead hazard control program, public education, and community outreach, with the goal of not just addressing exposure to lead in water, but to addressing exposure to lead from all sources throughout the environment. This evaluation and ordinance that is in front of you today will focus mostly on the public education and community outreach. However, real briefly, the other three components are water treatment and monitoring. Essentially, that is an adjustment of drinking water to raise the pH and make the water less corrosive. By doing so, we've reduced lead in water levels at the tap by more than 60% compared to pre-treatment levels. Additionally, this treatment has allowed us to generally stay below the federal action level of 15 parts per billion. We also have a component of our lead in water education and testing. What this does is provides free lead in water kits to any of our customers that request them, because that's the best way for anybody to know if they're being exposed to lead in drinking water. On an average year, we receive about 3,000 requests. This year, because of the attention and concern over the lead issues, we've received over 10,000 requests to date. In addition to free lead and water tests, we also do extensive outreach and education about lead and water. We deliver an educational brochure in all utility bills every year. We do a targeted mailer to homes that are most at risk for lead and water. Those are homes built between 1970 and 1985 that we've identified as having a child or pregnant woman in the home. We also have extensive information on our website and include information in our annual water quality report to help educate customers as to how they can reduce their exposure to lead in drinking water. Another aspect of our program is our Home Lead Hazard Control Program. This is a partnership with the Portland Housing Bureau that utilizes the funds from our education and outreach component to leverage a housing and urban development grant to mitigate and remediate lead hazard, home lead hazard issues. So since 2001, this has been able to leverage over $16 million in funds from the federal government, has been able to remediate lead hazards in over 1,500 housing units that have affected over 3,000 children. But the component that we're really focusing on with this project is our public education and community outreach. The idea behind this aspect of the program is to perform outreach and education to the general public on all sources of lead and how the community can protect themselves and actions they can take to reduce their exposure to lead. We do this by providing grants to community organizations and agencies to provide these education programs. For this fiscal year, these grants are being issued to the Community Alliance of Tenants to provide education to tenants, the Community Energy Project to provide workshops on lead hazard, lead poison preventioning and community outreach, Fair Housing Council of Oregon to do outreach to landlords so they know what their responsibilities as a landlord is, Growing Gardens to provide free lead and soil testing, Multnomah County Health Department that provides or manages the lead line, which is an information and referral source for all sources of lead. They also provide free blood lead level testing to the community and then perform investigations to determine the source of lead in cases where there are elevated blood lead levels. And then we also provide funding to Portland Public Schools to do paint stabilization projects in early education and primary education facilities. Since 2004, our program has reached more than 19,000 tenants with lead prevention information. We've had over 6,500 people attend a lead poison prevention workshop, provided information to more than 14,000 landlords, tested over 900 soil samples. We've provided information to over 7,600 new and expecting mothers on lead information. 40,500 people have contacted the lead line. 12,500 blood lead level tests have been performed in our community. We've replaced over 95 pieces of playground equipment in our Portland parks and performed 180 paint stabilization projects in Portland Public Schools. So what this evaluation will focus on is three main questions. Are our partner organizations that we provide funding to raising awareness to the people that they interact with and provide that information to so they're more aware of the lead hazard risks in our community? Additionally, in addition to them being more aware, are they then using that information to seek out and utilize the resources that are being provided through the community to actually reduce their exposure to lead? And then finally, are we actually reaching those that are most at risk for exposure to lead in our community? What we plan to do with the results of this evaluation, we hope to improve the effectiveness of our community partner programs. We want to direct the outreach efforts to better target those that are most at risk, and then also identify gaps in our program, our education program, to help guide the development of any potential future partners or grantees for this program. That quick run through.
Mr. Dowler, questions? Do you want to add anything or before we go to questions?
No, thanks.
Okay. Anybody have questions? Okay, let's see if anybody wishes to testify on 988. Anybody wish to testify? Okay, Mr. West, come on up. Okay, give us your name, and you have 3 minutes.
Okay, my name is Robert West. I'm with from the police 911. And lead is a very serious situation. Our public schools, drinking water was contaminated with lead. They shut that down. And my understanding, there's still lead in the water systems. And the city of Portland and the county should do whatever is necessary to make sure that the people and the children of the city of Portland is safe from lead, and that's all I wanted to bring up.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. President, this goes to a second reading.
Right.
I just want to acknowledge Scott's work, Yona Akagi, who's here, Chris Warner, and everyone else on the team. There has been a huge spike in customer-requested testing. There's been a significant increase in workload. I want to call out particularly the professionals in the Bureau doing a great job. And also just forecast preview for you that we will be coming back to Council, I think, in October for a broader discussion about water quality issues and conversations that are ongoing with the EPA and the Oregon Health Authority. So stay tuned to that. And to the testimony we just heard, let me just be very clear. We do not have lead in our water system. And since you mentioned that, but we do have a situation where corrosion in some pipes that have lead, copper, can result in higher levels. There are typically in buildings and homes built in a particular period of time before the law changed. And we are working in a collaborative way with the county and our regulators to see if we can address what we call corrosion control. And we take that charge very seriously. And we want to thank Multnomah County for being such a great partner in our work.
Thank you. Okay, we'll vote on this next week, and we stand adjourned until 2 o'clock. Water tested again. See.
What?
Oh, I did the test a long time ago. I didn't want to do it again.
Yeah.